If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you probably thought about starting your own podcast. I can tell you firsthand that starting your own podcast was the best decision that I ever made in my life. Buzzsprout is the easiest and hands down the best way to launch a professional podcast. In fact, it's so good, Buzzsprout has already helped over 100,000 people launch their own podcast. Buzzsprout will get your podcast on the major directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. You even get a great looking website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, details, statistics to see who's listening to your podcast, tools to help promote your episodes, and on and on. Plus, Buzzsprout provides the necessary resources for podcasters to learn the ins and outs of podcasting from the people that eat, drink, and breathe podcasting. To start your own podcast and get a $20 gift card from Amazon, follow the link in the show notes to get started on your podcasting adventure today. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a professional podcast. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Byron Pringle. And if you love what we do here at the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, please hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss another episode of a podcast. So today we are recording episode 9, Negative Self-Talk. So on today's episode, we are going to be talking about negative self-talk, what the consequences are, and how to stop this negative pattern. And what the benefits are on developing more of a proactive, more positive routine than talking down to yourself. So starting positive and ending on a positive note. So before we get dived into today's episode, Seth from Rapid City, South Dakota wrote in and he was talking about last week's episode on improving a morning routine. So establishing a morning routine for self-love. Seth says that I'm really happy since I've started a morning routine. I am an office manager. Usually my day starts off about 8 o'clock in the morning. I jump out of bed, I shower, throw my clothes on, grab a quick cup of coffee, fight traffic, be in the office by 9 o'clock, meet my employees. And then my day is not over at 5. I get home, I cook dinner, I help my wife set the table. I get the kids cleaned up, we get the kids asleep, and then next thing I know, my head has hit the pillow. I don't really have a lot of time for myself, but since I listened to your last episode, Byron, I'm very happy to say that my morning routine starts at 7 o'clock, and I allow myself to utilize all 6 letters of the SAVERS acronym to the fullest, and I'm telling you, my day has gotten a lot better. So I appreciate the letter, Seth. I mean, obviously, setting up a morning routine, allowing yourself a little bit of time to yourself sets the mood for your day. Because honestly, like myself, I'm a restaurant manager. And my day, I mean, I work 10-hour shifts. And some of us other salaried managers that might be listening to this, and you guys might be saying, oh, I'll work a little less. Or some of you guys might be like, 10 hours, that's nothing. But honestly, establishing a morning routine helps you to center your mind, to understand how to balance your thoughts and how to cope with any unexpected surprises throughout the day. And it could be work related, it could be home related, who knows? Who knows what the day might bring? So having a strong morning routine will help you. Now, if you want more information about establishing a strong morning routine for self-love, stream last week's episode, episode 8, morning routine for self-love, and get more information, especially with the 6 letters of the SAVERS acronym. You'll benefit from that. So Heather from Unionville, Missouri, you shared last week's episode and you have won the $25 Amazon gift card. So Heather, if you are listening to this episode, this is Heather from Unionville, Missouri. If you are listening to this episode, please send us a message on our Facebook page or go ahead right in to the show at info@theriseupmotivationalpodcast.com. And we will go ahead and send you that $25 Amazon gift card. And for those who are unfamiliar with the Amazon card giveaway, each week, if you follow our Facebook page, I will post every Monday a post about the weekly episode. All you need to do is like and share it to your friends and family. That's it. So make sure you follow the page, like the that week's episode post, and share it. And then what I'll do is I will go ahead and put your name in a drawing, and we'll draw names every single week to find out who wins the gift card. All right, guys, today we are going to be talking about negative self-talk and what negative self-talk is, and ultimately why it does not serve a purpose in our life. It just holds us back from our full potential. Now, for many of you guys, you may know I am a restaurant manager. I've been a restaurant manager for 11 years now, and I've coached hundreds, if not thousands, of employees in my time. And I'm going to be honest with you, a lot of things I've heard from team members is very negative. You know, I've heard team members say that they're stupid, they're uneducated. You know, I can't believe I did that, I'm so stupid. And I'm going to tell you something, you know, and I honestly would say, like, is this what you really say to yourself in the mirror every day? Like, because what you say you are is what ultimately what you're going to become. So if you're looking at yourself and you say, I'm stupid, I'm dumb, I'm incompetent, I can't do this, I'm fat, I'm ugly, you know, I mean, that's just a vision that you're becoming. That's your self-image. And honestly, that is what we want to break today. We want to break the negative self-talk. So today I'm going to actually start today's episode out with an exercise. So if you got a piece of paper and a pen in front of you, which I do. Now, if you do drive, if you're driving, I should say, you know, go ahead, take a mental note. You know, obviously try this exercise a little bit later when you get an opportunity, but get a piece of paper out and a pen. And what we're going to do is on the top part of the piece of paper, we're going to jot down all the negative things that you've said to yourself. So rather if it's, you know, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm stupid, I'm worthless, I'm unlovable, I've been cheated on, I'm not worthy, I will never get that promotion because I'm too incompetent, or whatever it might be. So go ahead, jot down those things that you've said to yourself that are absolutely negative. And so, and again, you can pause me whenever. So now, on the bottom part of the sheet of paper you have, go ahead and write down the absolute worst thing that you've said to yourself. And this could be something that you looked in the mirror and you just started crying and you say, I'm unlovable. No wonder he cheated on me. I'm going to be alone forever. Or whatever it might be, just go ahead and write down. So go ahead, once you get that done, go ahead and look through your notes. And this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to challenge you to do. Go ahead and take that same piece of paper. Go up to your youngest child, your sibling, cousin, or even FaceTime your mom. Do whatever you need to do. Just find, you know, younger the better, just because they're more innocent. And go ahead and tell that your youngest child, your sibling, your cousin, or whomever, that they're fat, they're ugly, they're stupid, they're worthless, they're unlovable. Go ahead. I'll be here waiting. No? Oh, so you can't say that to them, but you can say that about yourself. So what purpose does it serve to be negative towards yourself? Because you're not negative towards your friends, your family, or heck, you're probably not even this negative towards your enemies, the people that have done you wrong. But it's okay to tear yourself down. Psst, hey, you. Yeah, you. The creative entrepreneur that's listening to this very podcast. Now, are you struggling to get your message out to your target audience? Now, this is a very common struggle for most entrepreneurs that are searching for ways to effectively attract new clients and to build awareness for their brand. The good news is we have you covered with our Facebook Ad Campaign Manager program. Facebook currently has well over 2.6 billion active users, and to help drive these users to your company, we are working with Facebook to assist all small and medium-sized businesses like yours to leverage this amazing tool to help grow their business. If you're looking for a way to drive more traffic to your company and to help to build a strong customer base at the fraction of the cost. Please contact us today so that we can set up a marketing ad campaign for your organization. Now go ahead and contact us today by emailing us at our Facebook page or send us an email, info@therizomotivationalpodcast.com, and let's work together today so that we can build a more of a profitable business for you tomorrow. All right, let's go ahead and get back to the show. Now, I know some of you guys might be saying, you know, this is a very negative, very dark, very morbid episode, and I'm not trying to be that way, but I'm just trying to open your guys' eyes. That negative self-talk serves absolutely no purpose in your life. So with that piece of paper, now what I want you to do is I want you to fold it up, okay? And you can throw it away, you can burn it, you can do whatever you want with that, because once you destroy that piece of paper, everybody listen to me, once you destroy that piece of paper, you will never be bothered by those burdens again. So no, we're not going to be saying, hey, I'm too fat, I'm unlovable, I'm not intelligent. You know, we're not going to be saying those things. You know, we are going to say that we're working on being healthier. We are working on becoming a bit more intelligent because we are reading every single day. We are applying life lessons. You know, we are working on, I will become successful. I will get that job promotion. I will. So, on this week's episode, that is what we want to cancel out, the negative self-talk. Now, I had a buddy of mine the other day, and I was telling him about how much I really love myself and how I'm really enjoying life and how happy I am for me. And he kind of looked at me, and I can't, you guys won't believe this, but he kind of looked at me and he was like, Byron, you're so full of yourself. And I'm like, what? I'm full of myself. Well, yeah, I mean, who the hell am I supposed to be full of? You know, of course, I am my number one critic. I am my cheerleader. I am going to be 100% full of myself. And now some of you guys might be saying, like, you know, oh, that's a little weird to say that. You know, you've always heard people say, you know, don't be full of yourself. Well, then who the hell are you going to be full of? I mean, I can't give you 100% Byron, or I can't give you 100% of whomever that's listening to this message. You can't give 100% of yourself if you're not fully invested in yourself. So that brings me to another story here. And as many of you guys know, here on the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, I'm a storyteller and I love sharing stories. So last weekend, a buddy of mine, he called me and he was telling me about his sister. And we'll call her Becky. Yeah, I'll use the name Becky here. And apparently she's been on the dating scene for quite some time. And she's had a lot of letdowns, let's say. And she apparently went on a Tinder date a few weeks ago. And she met up with a guy named Ralph. We'll just use Ralph here. But apparently he works in the bank and finance field. He is very well educated, very well diverse. And he's apparently a snappy dresser, according to her. Apparently they went out to Starbucks, they had coffee, and then they went on a walk, and they had great conversation, and apparently they hit it off really well. But her thing was, is at the end of the date, he went ahead and dropped her off, and she said, I had a great time, can I see you again? And he said, no, because you're not my type. And he drove away. And she broke down and started crying. She went to her brother and told him about it. And he said, I didn't really know what to do, Byron, besides put her in my arms and say, you know, it's going to be all right. And she said, I'm stupid. I hate myself. Why can't I have someone? I just want to be loved. Why am I not lovable? Is what she said. And he felt a sense of, I need to be there. And I said, that's great, you know, because at that time, Becky needed what? She needed comfort. She needed someone to be there. She needed someone to be an emotional supporter. And yeah, he went on and told me that a few days later, she was still, you know, down on herself. And that's what I'm saying, like, you know, be full of yourself, you know. Becky is a very gifted interior decorator. She is very educated, and apparently she's got her crap together. So, you know, it sounds like Raphael, or whatever the heck his name is, that we're not going to use, you know, he was the one that lost out, because she sounds like a great catch. But she doesn't see it that way. She sees herself as a failure. And this is stuff that no one said to her, but this is what she's telling herself, that she is unlovable. She is not intelligent enough. She will not find true love. And like I said, this negative self-talk will hold you back from greatness. Because again, you know, personally, like, I've been through some nasty breakups, and I've had some very, very hard conversations with myself, and I will fully admit to it. And long behold, you know, I met my girlfriend now, and I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, you stupid. Why would you ever say that? You know, you are a better person because of her. You know, you are lovable. You are intelligent. You are capable. You know, and sometimes life throws you a curb, but it will test you. But it's your job to say, hey, I know this is a test, but I'm going to pass it. Why? Because I'm capable. I am smart. I am willing. I am driven. I can do this. So today's challenge, I really want you guys to take out some sticky notes. Now, I saw this thing on Pinterest the other day, and I really would like you guys to try this. Now, there was a picture of a girl standing in the mirror, and on the edging of the mirror, there were sticky notes that says, I'm stupid. I'm unable. I'm dumb. I'm unlovable. I can't achieve greatness. I will never see success. I'm unable. It's just a whole lot of negative stuff. And like I said, the background was very dark, and you could tell she was very sad and very emotional and just purely have given up. So we're going to flip the coin on the other side. And this time, we're not going to do anything like that. Absolutely not. Because we want the very best for ourselves. And we need to invest in ourselves, everyone, to make us see that we are worth it. So what we're going to do this week is we're going to get some sticky notes. And, you know, honestly, use the neon ones. Bright pink, bright green, whatever. You know, brighter the better. And what I'd love for you guys to do is to write things positively about yourself. I'm beautiful. I'm attractive. I am intelligent. I am capable. I can and I will receive greatness. Whatever that might look like, go ahead and do that. Post it on your mirror. And every time you see yourself in that mirror, you are reminded of what you're blessed with. You know, if you have kids, write their names in there. You know, if you have your mom that you absolutely love, write her name on there too. You know, if you have a favorite sport that you're really good at, write that in there. You know, it has to be something that reflects happiness on yourself. So you can look at yourself and say, yes, I am very happy. I am very blessed. You know, so if you guys can do that, go ahead, take a picture, post it on my Facebook page at the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, or on Instagram. Tag handle again is the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, and share it with the world to see. Because you know what? We are going to be the light of the world. So that is all the time I have for you guys today. Again, please follow our Facebook page, like our episode post, and then share it with your friends and family. And once you do that, you get into the qualification for the Amazon gift card. And I will be drawing next week's winner on next week's episode. So it just might be you. So I'd really hope so. And again, you guys, I love you guys, and I greatly appreciate all the love and support, and I wish you guys all a very, very blessed day. Take care.